Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Michigan State Democratic Party Chair Brandon Dillon is accusing Republican legislators of shielding Governor Rick Snyder from accountability in the Flint water crisis. A State House Republican spokesperson calls Dillon's accusations absurd. Dillon is asking Republicans to call Snyder to testify on the crisis. How do you see that playing out?
Well, this is normal sort of political partisan stuff. Snyder is like an albatross that they're trying to tie around the necks of other Republican candidates. I mean, Snyder's been politically destroyed by the Flint crisis. He's a lame duck and has no political future anyway. So they're trying to focus on him as a symbol of the entire Republican Party. In a way, the other Republicans would be perfectly happy to have the scandal stop with Rick Snyder. But what Dillon is trying, perhaps cleverly, to do is to tie them to Snyder and tie them to the Flint water crisis. Of course, they're not going to turn on him, and of course, they're not going to drag him up to testify. And I doubt that this is going to have a great political effect, but to the extent it doesn't help Republicans.
Jack, there's legislation that would legalize doctor-assisted suicide in Michigan. The bills were introduced by Democratic Representatives Sam Singh and Tom Cochran. Michiganders voted down a ballot proposal to allow it back in 1998. Do you think the measure has any chance of passing in the Republican-controlled legislature?
It has absolutely no chance of even getting a hearing in the Republican legislature, which is heavily dominated by Right to Life, which doesn't like to do anything for Democrats anyway. But there's no doubt that there's great support for this. There was 20, 25 years ago when Dr. Jack Kevorkian was active. Polls always showed that a majority of people, sometimes a narrow majority, wanted this right. And the problem of people who are being kept alive by medicine when they really don't want to be alive is continuing to be with us. And as you may know, five states have legalized this, so this particular bill is going nowhere, but the issue is very much with us.
The State School Reform Office announced this week that it plans to warn struggling schools that they might be closed at the end of the coming school year. These are schools that rank in the bottom 5% of performance. In 2014, that would have been more than 100 schools. The state says it won't actually close 100 schools if that happens again this year, just the ones that have been failing for the longest time. What's your reaction to that announcement?
My reaction is it's sort of a theater of the absurd announcement. They said they thought there were about 100 bad schools, but they weren't going to close that many, and they weren't going to close any of them if there weren't good options for the students. And it's not really clear what they're going to close or if they're going to close any at all or what their standards are. But it's unquestionable that there are a lot of schools, probably as many or more charter schools than conventional public schools, that are just failing, have been not serving the students, that some of them, according to this announcement, have been failing for more than a decade. It's a wonder those schools are still allowed to be open. It's a wonder that in these districts that superintendents and other people haven't seized control and tried to right the ship. But what they're trying to do is warn these schools to get their act together. But until they actually start closing some, I don't know how effective this warning is going to be.
Jack, former Governor William Milliken endorsed Democrat Hillary Clinton in her run for president earlier this month. Now, in addition to being a former governor, I guess Milliken can add former Republican to his list of titles thanks to a party vote in Grand Traverse County. What happened?
Well, I've known Governor Milliken for well over 35 years and had breakfast with him, incidentally, the day after this. And I can tell you, I'm seeing him as a friend. He's 94 years old, not as a journalist, but Governor Milliken isn't at all fazed by this. These are a group of extreme sort of Tea Party radical people. In fact, the man who introduced this resolution's father repudiated it and him. His father was a Milliken appointee. I think that, you know, in their minds, he's not a Republican. I'm sort of surprised they would do this now. And half the Republican establishment, including all living former Republican presidents, have repudiated Donald Trump, the nominee. So I don't think this has an effect on anybody. It probably embarrasses them more than it does Governor Milliken.
Jack, thanks a lot.
You have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan politics. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.